Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. iTunes U. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am here to talk about iTunes U. And in the process of doing that, I'm going to show you a little bit about how quirky the iTunes Store behaves with screen readers. iTunes U is a part of the iTunes Store where you can access for free over 300,000 lectures from various universities all over the world. And thanks to Michael McCarty of Fred's Head for putting this in the Fred's Head blog. Now, the way you get to it is, of course, you need to have iTunes open, and you need to go into the iTunes Store, and there is a link called iTunes U, or a button called iTunes U, and U for university, I assume.
iTunes, sources preview radio, 7 of 7.
Now, it's on radio, just because I want it to be in somewhere, so I can show you. It's going to come up in your sources pane, and usually it's set on music. In order to get to the store, you have to hit down arrow several times, and you go through various things. Radio is the last thing.
iTunes Store.
And then you'll hit iTunes Store, continuing with the down arrows. This is where you need to be if you're wanting to look up things, you know, search for apps and music and books and, well, lectures now. So I'm on the iTunes Store, got there with the down arrow, and now I'm going to hit Tab.
Previous iTunes Store page button, iTunes Store home button, music menu button, movies menu button.
And you hear this music menu. In order to get the display of the store to work correctly, you need to first click on the button that says what you're looking for. So if I wanted to click on music, or if I wanted to go to the music, I would click on the music button and then click on the music menu button right next to it, which brings up a list of choices and categories.
TV shows button. TV shows menu button. App store button. App store menu button. Books button. Books menu button. Podcasts button. Podcasts menu button. iTunes U button.
This is what I want. And in order to get the store to display information about iTunes U, I want to first click this button.
http://iTunes. Blank, link graphic description, horrible bosses, totally inappropriate edition, extras patch plus extras tag, teep.
And then it brings up a web page.
Link graphic description, Evanescence.
It pulls up.
Music heading level 2. Music heading level 2. Movies heading level 2. TV shows heading level 2.
That the store brings
$7.99
up.
$7.99 jazz album.
The store web page. And if you don't want that, if you're lost, you don't want to be in here, you want to really look at the categories of lectures that are involved.
Search store edit.
You can hit F6, that will take you to the search pane.
Sources preview iTunes Store 1 to 4.
And the sources pane, it takes you back to the store, and
preview,
you can hit
music, movie,
tab,
TV, app store,
until
app store, books, menu, podcast, iTunes, pin button, pin menu, pin, iTunes U menu button, context menu, Halloween.
And I'm at that iTunes U menu, and I want to look at the various categories, so I hit spacebar or enter
teaching,
on that.
Education, society.
And I'm going to hit enter on society just because
leaving menus.
That's a category that presents itself.
Description, my store, United States, choose store link graphic.
And then it takes you back into the iTunes Store webpage.
Wrapping the top, new and noteworthy, heading level 4.
And you have some headings.
What's hot, heading level 2. All society, heading level 2. Society, heading level 1 link.
And that's a level 1 heading. And then you can navigate this just like you would a webpage.
Heading level 2, iTunes U quick links. Blank, combo box collapsed society.
There are some quick links here that enable you to get around pretty quickly.
Blank. Link universities and colleges. Link beyond campus. Link K-12. Link power search. Blank. Heading level 2 top charts. Heading level 3 link see all. Heading level 3 collections. Blank. Link graphic description. Letters. Blank. Link graphic description. Letters and science C70V001. Physics C10001 fall 2011 UC Berkeley.
And you can subscribe to these just like podcasts. There are buttons on here.
Subscribe button. Subscribe button. Subscribe button.
I don't know what they are, but I'm hitting the button, letting B, to let you know that there are subscribe buttons on here. And I believe they are all free. You do not have to purchase them. And they are in various categories, as I showed you. Going through the iTunes Store is a bit kludgy, as I also showed you. But there are definitely depths to be explored with this. And they are both audio and video lectures. I mean, some of each. It looks like some of these are also a whole semester's worth, and you can get them as podcasts. Some of them are just one single lecture, but you can browse to your heart's content here. And it's really, I would be lying if I said the iTunes Store was a simple affair, but Well, sort of simple as that, once you know the ropes, and I don't use any scripts with iTunes, which would make the process easier, so that, of course, is not helping this tip. I will emphasize that if you get lost, if you're lost in the web page, if you're lost in a search box, you don't know how you got there, F6 will shuttle you between the different panes. So if, oh gosh, how did I get to this thing? I'm really, the web page is not displaying the results that I want, which happened to me a little while ago. I hit F6. When I heard it say iTunes Store, I hit the Tab key, went to the iTunes U button, then tabbed again to the iTunes U menu button, clicked that, and then I got the results I wanted eventually. So F6 is your friend when navigating in the iTunes Store. So have fun with iTunes U. Again, 300,000 or so free lectures available. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.